everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God has so many wonderful things to share with us. As he speaks to us, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And when that candle is lit, it is ready to perform the loving works of God. Some people let their light go out by the love of the world, the love of darkness. But when you love God's ways, you're detectable to God. You attract the Holy Spirit. He will put people in place to speak his word to you, to guide you out of harm's way. He has something to work with if there's a treasure of light in there. Now, little children are in the kingdom of God. And they are, their spirit man is lit. They belong to God. But wrong teaching, wrong training, bad living, corruption, it causes people to, when people choose the world ignorantly, the world works against their heart to turn off their desires for God. But there's a deeper longing to know God. And people have questions that, and they want answers. But the love of the world will destroy your will to want to know God. And the Lord gave us many representations in nature, examples, so that we can see what sin does to us. There's a reason God hates sin. Sin is the opposite of who he is. He doesn't just not like it, he hates it. And then he, at the same time, he loves the person. He loves us very much, to the point that he laid his only begotten son's life down. Jesus laid his life down for us. The Father sent it, ordained it. And Jesus complied of his own free will. God laid his life down for us. And people were so corrupt that men wanted to kill God. They weren't just trying to kill Jesus. They thought they would kill God. They knew that they wanted to kill him because he was the Son of God. And they could tell. It was obvious. But they didn't want to recognize him. And they said they didn't recognize him as God. But he's God. And he and they tried to kill him. And thought they succeeded. And he got up. And they paid liars to say that somebody stole his body. Now, God loves us. Everything he did for us, he did it so that we could live. And everything, he set it up so you'll have to use your faith to access your righteousness. Jesus died for every soul, every person, from Adam to the last man born, all mankind. Sin came in the world by one man, and one man destroyed the works of darkness and judged it and set people free who believe. See, your faith is what activates it. He died for you, but you got to believe it. And anybody that's skeptical, they can believe what the skeptics say if they want to. But if they want to live forever, they got to believe the truth. And it's detectable. Remember, all the children of Adam and Eve, their eyes are open, because Adam and Eve's eyes are open. After Adam ate off the tree, his eyes were open. Every man can tell, way down deep in their heart, that Jesus is Lord. That's why the heathen rage. They don't like it. They love the way of pride, which is the opposite of God. Pride, lust, and greed. That's the world system. That's the feared monster. But I don't fear it, because Jesus overcame it. And I can enjoy having victory over Satan and all of his works and the whole world system and everything under his command. Everything of Satan will end up under our feet, and the meek will inherit the earth, and the wicked will be forgotten, and all their drama. And the noise they make now is maybe loud right now. It may be aggravating, but they will soon be forgotten. And we'll continue in the love of God and build from the ground up. We will restore this world and make it so much better. And when the righteous are in charge, there'll be no more disasters. There'll be no more earthquakes and storms. And all that'll be a thing of the past. Now, God has a great future, a grand future in our path. And we can have that future. But a false focus will create a false future. Everybody who live according to pride, they'll be in hell. That's their future. Their future is tied to every choice of pride, hatred, greed, lust, debauchery. That future is attached to those choices. And if they were righteous in the past, their righteousness will be forgotten when they make the choice to betray God and live according to the world. And when people walk out of the kingdom, God warns them. He tried to get them back because he loves them. Because he's got to destroy sin he already did. Sin is dead. Sin is defeated. It's already defeated. It's already judged. God gave us grace time, grace period, so people can benefit from what Jesus did. And then he's got 7 years he's got to judge the earth for rejecting Jesus Christ and trying to kill God. And everybody who turned their back on Jesus will take part in the punishment of those who tried to kill him. Because they are with him. That's who they align themselves with. Everybody that don't get saved, those that don't get saved are aligning themselves with the same Pharisees, Sadducees, the Jewish leaders who wanted Jesus dead. The religious leaders. And they did it in the name of their religion. False focus, false future. False focus, false future. Yesterday after we got through singing the praise songs, the Lord spoke to me and said, false focus, false future. And when you, that also means true focus, true future. Godly focus, godly future. Good focus, good future. However you want to say it. False focus, false future. True focus, true future. Because everything you do sets up a pattern. The way you love God. You can love God much or you can love him a little bit. If you love him a little bit, you'll have a little bit of good future. If you love him a lot, if you love his ways, his people, if you do the word of God a lot, you're going to have a greater future. The way you measure God's word is the way it'll be measured to you. But if people don't measure God's word correctly, if they measure it small, it'll work small in their life. False focus, false future. Whatever you focus on the most, that's what you'll base your judgments by. That's why the Lord once gave me a message saying, how do you see what you're looking at? People can put people above God. People can put God in their eyes above all things, above people, above situations. They can make situations bigger than God. How do you see what you're looking at? Some men love God and they start looking at a woman. And they'll betray God for a woman. Because they in their eyes, that woman will make their life so much better. and they'll betray their family over this adulterous woman. And everybody knows it's stupid, but people do it anyway. And they think they're going to have a good life with that woman. That woman got problems. Nobody can give you the future that God gave you. If we do things the right way, we'll be blessed, totally blessed. And we can avoid the traps, the worldly traps that set up to destroy us. And then and even when they leave for that woman, the woman's got problems. And she can't solve everything. God loves everybody. But nobody can take the place of God. False focus, false future. But when you do the right thing for the right reasons, you secure people's lives. And the man, he'll damage his life, he hurts his wife, he hurts his children, her parents, his parents, and then the lady he's running after, he's going to destroy her life, and it shames her father, her mother, her people, and sometimes her husband. Everything, you know, the enemy takes out a lot of people when you do that. And all the people that once looked up to this pastor or person, you know, it does damage. And that's a miserable future. But when people are looking at sin, they narrowly focus on what they think is going to work. And it don't. But Satan makes it look good. He makes everything look good. And it's time for people to do it God's way and do what's right because it's right. And not get caught up in the mischief of the world. Every choice has its own future attached to it. And if you don't do things God's way, you know, if you forsake and betray the wisdom of God, you betray your own future. It's better to slow down, be quiet, and just listen to the Lord. Consider His wisdom and do it. And then it'll work. Everything works when you do that. Everything works when you do it God's way. The love of God, it will take you so far. And everybody will win. You know, you're helping others win. The people in your immediate life, you're an example. Your example can help them win. They're going to face the same challenges you do. Your children will have to face the same challenges you face. If you learn to win, their chances of winning is much higher. If you lose, you're putting hurdles in their path, and their chances of winning becomes more difficult. If they want to win, they can, but it's just more difficult if you live a life of shame. If you take the bait of Satan. I love God. I'm not going to help Satan win. I'm not going to help Satan shame God in my life. Because God loves His people and I love Him. Now, as we go forward doing the Word of God, people notice, people can see our actions. Our actions is light, and it works as salt. When you do the right thing, you set example, and you give something to aspire. You give people something to look to, a visual of God's Word, and it can form faith in their heart, and it encourages them to believe God. But when people choose the wrong things, another problem happens. Just like sincerity attracts sincerity, deception attracts deception. And the same, and the people who see what you're doing, that desire the same things, they're caught in the same trap. They'll sympathize with you, and you attract the wrong people. And then it's like you have a club of people with the same set of rules and beliefs. You've chosen the way of bait, and you attract people. You attract people that's doing the same thing. And then they reinforce each other. But when you do the right thing, if you live a sincere life towards God, you attract sincere people as your friends and family. And the people that's doing the wrong thing will reject you. Or they'll conform and they'll repent. Sincerity attracts sincerity. Now, when the Lord sees light in people's hearts, or the possibility that they can believe, they attract the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit put people in place so they can hear the word. Now, some places they made it against the law to preach the gospel, and they don't have many preachers. But there are so many people and so few preachers that Jesus appeared to his people. They attract the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit sends Jesus. And Jesus can preach himself when he has to. There are so many Muslim people that he's been appearing to. And there's a strong church in places you wouldn't believe, in Iran and Iraq, in some of the darkest corners of the world. And that a man went to heaven, and he saw prayers going up in his dream. When the Lord took him to heaven, he came back and told about it. I saw it on YouTube. Now, I believe it's credible, because I've had dreams and visions myself. I've been to hell before, and I've seen other places before. The Lord has given me visions. And the things that he said was in line with something the Lord showed me back in the early 90s. He saw many prayers going up, and they were not coming from the United States. They were coming from Iran, in places where you wouldn't expect. You know, you can't believe everything on the news. The prayers were going up to God from places like Iran. And the Lord told me a long time ago that the day would come where 1,000 people would get saved every hour. And I knew, when he said that, I knew it would be places like Iran, places where the gospel didn't get to. And it's working, it's happening. Now, when the Lord loves his people, and if you listen to this broadcast, the Lord calls you to get this broadcast. This is also a divine appointment. So what the Lord is doing, he's equipping you. He gave me what to say, and I'm saying it. I'm a spokesperson. I'm an ambassador for him. I'm a representative of the Lord, because I'm doing this at his instruction. Now, he loves you deeply. His love for you is unmatched. And we have to, as we go forward in the Lord, doing his will, stay in the light. Don't let anything distract you from the truth of God's word. Live the light of God's word. Now, when you do so, it works. When you do so, it works well. God loves us. He cares about us. He's going to help you in every way there is. And you're not going to lose. You're going to win. Everybody that put their faith and trust in the Lord, they will not be ashamed. And the meek will inherit the earth. When there's light, God can tell when people will have ears to hear. And he'll move heaven and hell to get to them. So, when the Lord appears to people, they'll get saved, and they'll live, and they'll cause other people. They'll share the same light with others, and others will live and be blessed. And those who have ears to hear, those that will grow in the Lord, he does the same thing. He'll help you understand more knowledge. He'll give you more insight because you have ears to hear. So it's important to draw near to the Lord and He draw near to us. It's very important. And it's also wonderful. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Stick to the sincerest choices. That's where your best future comes from. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.